Welcome to another episode of Encouraging Words for School Counselors. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. As we start another school year, a reminder of a minor miracle that occurs every year at this time in high schools around the country. Students arrive at school and pick up a working schedule of classes. Now, that may not seem much to those who aren't high school counselors, but to achieve this scheduling marvel often requires hundreds and hundreds of hours of high school counselor time, and that work often goes unnoticed. Steph Austin is Director of State Counseling for the Indiana Connections Academy and remembers a time when her administrator husband asked her why, during their spring break, Steph was working on next year's schedules for the 1,000 students in her caseload.
We had a computer glitch with PowerSchool, and we ended up having to do it on paper, and it was just kind of a hot mess. And so every day I was working all day long during spring break. And I remember my husband saying, "What are you doing? Like, you're on spring break. You shouldn't be working. Like, aren't you gonna do anything?" And then I just started crying in the middle. I was just crying in the kitchen. He's like, "I don't understand." And I said, "Well, this is what you don't see as a school administrator, as an assistant principal. You don't see all the behind the scenes things that happen. You know, when you just see the first day of school, kids just show up in their seats and they have a schedule and everybody's happy. Well, most people are happy, but, you know, and they're with a teacher and they get to start that journey for that next school year. These are all the little pieces that lead up to that big event. I mean, it's like your first day of school and there's so much hype around it. If we didn't do our job, then kids wouldn't be with teachers. They wouldn't be in classes. They wouldn't be on track to graduate. You know, we make such a huge impact. And sometimes I don't think people even know it or understand it because they don't see that side of school counseling.
I clearly remember that despite all the hours that I used to do of getting my students' schedules together in high school, those first few days and weeks of school can still be just a bit chaotic. But hang in there. Steph reminds us that once school gets going, it truly does get better.
Yeah, I do have to remind my husband every time, even at this point of the school year, when he's either trying to interrupt me or asking me questions. And I'm like, "Hey, don't," because he's retired now. So I'm like, "Don't you remember, like, let's go back. Like, remember this time of the school year? Like, this is high stress. This is high pressure. So leave me alone. I love you, but leave me alone." And sometimes we have to put up those boundaries and remind our people that it's not because we're ignoring you because we don't love you. It's just that we've got a job to get done. And then we can all breathe once we start moving forward.
Steph's key message is don't lose sight that every school counselor is a difference maker. Even getting students' schedules to work and ensuring every student is in the right seat, that's another example of how we positively impact students' lives.
So just don't forget that the reason why those kids have smiles and the reason why those kids are in class and in their seats or in the, you know, moving forward with their life is because of you. So don't lose sight of that.
If you're a high school counselor with a story to share, drop us a line at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. Have a great week.
Good luck to everybody this school year.